All right, we're here and we're back. Let's do some part two. Liminal spaces.
Liminal spaces is an adjective, and it's relating to a transitional or initial stage of a process, occupying a position at or on both sides of a boundary or threshold. Liminal spaces are used in magic, by mystics, magicians, witches. Speaking of witches, the witching hour is normally thought of as midnight, because the time of day in between the day before and the day of. So that is a liminal space of time that you can use. That's very powerful, and it makes it easier if you want to do ancestral work, if you do spirit work, any type of practice that is drawing on the other side or the unknown. So it's a liminal time, and you can use a liminal space. You can create that in your home. We all have thresholds, doorways, hallways, stairwells, things that go from one place to another, bridges, the beach where water and sand meet, cemeteries or liminal spaces. Crossroads is a huge, powerful liminal space. There's different places that you intuitively know as you walk around or you're driving and something will hit you. A lot of times your breathing will become different, or you'll kind of get like a little butterfly in your tummy, or different people have intuition. They feel it differently. But there are certain spaces, places that I go that I'll think, whew, I feel like heaviness sometimes. Or a lightheadedness. It can be either one. You can feel really lightheaded. Sometimes they can make you feel heavy. It just depends on what type of energy the space has. And it can change. I know in nature, a lot of times, when you walk across a liminal space and you think, okay, this feels really different than maybe just 10, 15 foot away from where you just came from. You may walk in a park or along a creek, alongside the creek, and you'll think, okay, what is so different about, it almost feels otherworldly. It may be very well because you just crossed a threshold, a liminal space. And that's good places to go, depending on what you practice, but maybe to pray, to practice magic. Sometimes just to go to meditate and see if there's someone knocking on your door that has a message for you. Those liminal spaces are really, you know, a lot of people think of the time around Halloween and Day of the Dead, and that is a very much liminal time. The veil is thinner. There's different times a year that it's easier to cross those boundaries for us humans and our spiritual energy selves, our bodies. Not on a physical level, obviously, but you can feel these places physically. And that's a big hint. That's a big knock on your door to there's something else. And you need to pay attention to that. We were walking in a cemetery that I'd like to go to the other day. And actually, we were just driving slow through there looking around. And I asked Radella, I said, does this feel different to you? And she immediately, we both felt it. Something was different. I don't know if something's or someone is working the space that I like to go to, but it felt completely different. And we did a little bit of investigating, and there's definitely something going on here. But everyone probably has special places they truly love, because these spaces give you a different feeling. You just don't realize what it is, or you don't have a word for it. And a lot of times the word is a liminal space.
Wow.
Is there places in your home that you had not, or your yard, or places you like to go that you hadn't thought of that could be a liminal space?
Well, when, after looking through this topic, my childhood home had a very interesting space that I would consider along those lines. It was when a mirror faces a mirror and you get that nice little infinity effect.
Right.
There was a room in my childhood home that was like that. And I loved and feared it so much.
It's that love-hate relationship with it.
Yes. It was so fascinating. But there were times when I did not want to look because I knew I would see something. And, you know, when you're 10, that you don't know whether the curiosity will get the better of you yet. And it did not. But as I grew older, I would look from time to time. And sometimes I would see something. Sometimes I wouldn't. Usually when I did, it was just a glimpse. It was just a little something. Most of the time, it was just me there. I do miss it, and at the same time, I don't. Also, I was doing a little investigating, and you briefly brought up times, but there are, what I was reading is that events in a lifetime that would be considered liminal.
Yes.
Let's see, birth.
Yes, very much so.
I guess that would be one of the big two, the other one being death. But
there's transitions that we go through. There's a rite of passage.
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying that right? That so much in our culture today, we don't, I think, do a lot of that, especially with our children. And I think they miss out on kind of an initiation of sorts. But it is a liminal time in your life when you're transitioning from who you were yesterday to who you are today.
Bar mitzvahs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to brutalize it. I'm not even going to quinceañeras.
Mm-hmm.
Even birthdays that are considered major, 18, 21.
16.
My daughter's getting sweet 16 parties.
The midlife crisis, 30s, 40s, 50s. Like, you know, just going from that 9 over to the next 0.
When I hit 50, I become much braver.
Well, fantastic.
I'm not near as afraid of what other people think anymore.
So
it's like I flipped a page in a book and...
I only have to wait 7 more years is what you're saying.
That's right. You may get braver sooner, but there's a lot of things that happen in that year that just really made it okay. I think the older you get too, the less you really give a rat's ass what anybody thinks. But flipping that page, 50 was a big one for me.
So, are all, let's see, is it called liminalities? Are they all just outlandishly frightening as they sound?
Oh, I don't believe so. I think most of the time they're beautiful. Mm. It depends on your premier perspective.
Right.
And I am a true believer in this. If you expect to see something frightening,
you will.
You will. If you expect to see something beautiful, you will. And it all is in how you approach it and how you prepare yourself for that.
Well, what can you do to prepare yourself?
Well, it depends on what are you wanting from that experience.
All right.
I would say number one, and the main thing I don't like to do the most is meditation. Meditation can prepare you for so many different things in life. And that's one of them. And I think if you want to live a magical life of any sort, a mystical life, meditation should become probably the number one thing Now, there's a lot of different types of meditation. I'm not saying that. There's movie meditation, still meditation. I mean, there's very, I mean, Google it. Yeah. You know, there's so many different variations in meditation, but I think you need to find what works for you and start there. And I think the more positive you can mindset that you can keep, obviously the better experiences you're going to have in life in general. So, but it's definitely a talent for some and a skill that others can learn. Some people are just more negative and pessimistic than others. Others are always optimistic and you just want to throat punch them. But a big thing is you're going to use that liminal space for something mystical, magical, any kind of working, even prayer. I think there's something in particular that your heart yearns for and you're asking the universe or your God or goddess or whoever it may be, your higher self, an archetype, whatever it is. I think you should always go into that meditation first. They say know thyself in any kind of initiated organizations, orders. That is the first thing. You better know yourself. And what better way to do that in meditation? And if you're going to, I think a lot of times too, even in different mystical, magical experiences that people have, I think a lot of times what we see that maybe even is scary to us in that mirror or in that liminal space, and that, you know, you can do a lot of path working and visualization. Those scary things, a lot of times I think we see is just a reflection of ourselves that we don't want to deal with. So.
Ooh.
Very good point.
So don't be terrified of yourself. You've got to learn to deal with it and work with it and integrate that. You'll become more of a whole person if you can meet that scary part of yourself and integrate it into your everyday life. A lot of time it just goes back to our childhood. It's like a small child that needs to know their love. Maybe you didn't get what you needed from your parents. But as an adult, we can make the decision to meet that inner child where they are and tell them that you may not have got it then, but you're going to get it now. And I love you no matter what, you know. Sometimes we need that. We need to hear it out loud. Sometimes we need to look in the mirror and talk to ourselves that way. And liminal spaces, you can do a lot of work, a lot of emotional. You can dredge up a lot of stuff there. Yeah. Oh. But you have to be willing to work through that. And it's not a one-time thing. It could take years. Who knows?
Yeah, especially when it comes to a big transition. You know, sometimes it's not over, and a 30-minute time period has a lot of. Someone who's raised on sitcoms would believe, or an hour if it was a special event,
right? Or on Instagram where it's instant, you
right?
Know? You just keep flipping through. But yeah, it takes work. And any kind of mystical, magical workings, it's work. It's not just snap your fingers or wiggle your nose and, you know, away we go. So you have to keep that in mind. If that's really the path you want to go down, are you really willing to do the work that it's going to take to make those transitions and changes in your life?
So any final thoughts do we want to add to this?
I think it's fun. Make a field trip out of it and go to parks when we're able to, and go to the woods, any place you love, and see if you can find those liminal places. You'll feel it and you'll know it.
Somewhere where you can stand and see the horizon.
That's a good spot to start. Old houses.
The base of a hill.
Mm-hmm. Your basement, your attic. You would be surprised where you can find a liminal space.
Oh, yes.
Under a bush or a tree out in your yard could be a liminal space.
Simply the first step. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
I think you had a liminal space at your house, didn't you?
My fire pit. Whenever I go out there, because where we have our fire pit, it's in our yard, but there's a grassy hill, like a valley behind it, and that's always my favorite place to go. or a creek where the dirt meets the water.
Mm-hmm.
That is my all-time favorite space.
I can see that and understand it. I love going to creeks. Or they would say back home, creeks. Let's go down to the creek.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm a personal fan of going down to the crossroads, but all right, coming back, we will have choosing a tarot deck that's right for you.